Dance Network's The Bartender is a podcast where your host, Liberty Kogan, speaks with top-tier professionals and enthusiasts in the dance industry. You can hear past episodes anytime at thebartender.tv. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Isn't there a theme song?
Yeah. From the top, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
How many people does he need?
Hey there, dancers. My name is Liberty Kogan, and I am on, how do you say, a quest for the most inspiring, interesting, and stimulating dance stories out there. So pull up a stool, grab a cocktail, and settle in for another episode of Dance Network's Bartender. Today's guest is not only a force to be reckoned with in the world of dance, but also in the world of fashion. Kristen McQuaid has made a name for herself as an actor, dancer, choreographer, and designer, an eclectic career that most artists can only dream of. She's danced for stars like Prince, Britney Spears, and Cyndi Lauper, as well as appeared in national commercials for major brands like Pepsi. Her work in choreography, however, has skyrocketed Kristen to the top of the dance industry. She was crowned the winner of the choreography competition Make a Move, and her work has been featured in the Capizio Ace Awards, on So You Think You Can Dance, and on the hit Lifetime series Dance Moms. Guys, I am so thrilled to be chatting with her today. So Kristen, welcome to Bartender.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, good. Well, we are so excited to have you. And so, Kristen, first I want to talk about your clothing line, Crazed by Kristen, because you are the first designer that we've ever had on the show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so, Kristen, it says in your bio that you split your time between Oklahoma and California. First question, why Oklahoma? And how do you make it work splitting your time between two places that are pretty far apart?
Okay, everyone always asks me this question, and it is the most insane thing. I don't know, I'm losing my mind. First question, why Oklahoma?
Yes.
I know, right? Okay, first off, I didn't even know really Oklahoma existed when I met my husband.
Really? Wait, so where did you meet your husband?
Okay, so I grew up in L.A. Mm-hmm. My husband, or my family was there. My dad was transferred for his job into Orange County. And then, so we grew up in California, Southern California. And so we went, when I was in Houston, when I was a little girl, when I lived there, I was best friends with the bride, and she was getting married in Houston. And so we went to a wedding and I met this guy.
Okay.
And I was like, I do not have time for boys. I'm so career driven. I don't have time for this. And so I went to the airport the next day and I got those like butterfly feelings.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, this is like that feeling that people say, like, you know, this is the one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I was like, wait, this is for real. People aren't lying.
And this so really happens.
We were long distance for 4 years.
Oh, wow. That's that's commitment,
so,
people.
Right? Commitment. For real. 4 years. This was before FaceTime, everyone.
Right.
Before FaceTime.
Now, so, did he have to stay in Oklahoma either for work or family? He couldn't make the move? Okay.
Yes. His parents lived here. They were separated. And so he kind of had to stay here and take care of them.
Yeah.
And then I obviously wasn't ready to move because I was working a lot in LA. And then he finally got into medical school here in Oklahoma. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll move to Oklahoma.
Wow.
And I, at that point, was ready, I guess, to make the transition into full-time choreography, ready to leave the performance part of my career as a dancer. I still really wanted to act. I love acting so much. I still would love to, you know, go back into, you know, acting and film and television. I just love it so much. But I was ready to just kind of go and, you know, maybe open up a studio or, you know, do something where I could, you know, benefit and show maybe my career here in Tulsa, in Oklahoma.
Now, did you know at the time that you were going to split your time between Oklahoma and LA, or were you just focused, all right, I'm going to move to Oklahoma and see what I can start there?
Oh, no. Like, I knew I was going to be back in LA all the time.
Okay.
I knew my life was always, LA was always going to be a part of my life forever. I could not just leave it high and dry.
Totally.
So I have a lot of miles.
a lot of sky
I
miles.
I really should just have a private plane.
Yes, girl. Get one. That would be awesome.
And so the Tulsa airport's really small. So like all of the TSA people and this, they all know me. They're like, hey, Kristen, where are you going today?
You know, that is so funny.
It's kind of embarrassing.
So how often do you fly back and forth?
At least like 3 times a month.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
And then I also travel for convention.
You know, right.
I'm on Hollywood Connection.
Right. Oh, I think,
so
okay.
So I travel every weekend with that.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, Kristen, when did you discover dance? I know you were, I want to say your bio said you were 11 when you discovered dance or started dancing.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my sister was in dance. She's younger than me. She's 4 years younger than me. And she was in dance when she was like 2 or 3. And she, you know, we went to her recitals and stuff. And I was always like in soccer. And I love soccer so much. And I thought I always just wanted to be a soccer player.
Really?
But then I just realized that I did not like being outside when it was hot. And I was just sweating so much. And I
red
did
flag,
not like
red flag.
Yeah, I was like, okay, no.
Maybe this doesn't work.
This is not fun. but I really now remember that I love soccer so much. But yeah, my friend wanted me to come with her to a dance class. And I was the girl that I went to the wedding with.
No way.
Houston. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Houston girl. And I went with her when I was 11 to a dance class. I think my teacher's name was Paula, if I remember correctly. And Miss Paula's, wow, work, Kristen, you remember that.
Yes.
And 11. So, I mean, you don't need to start and be a professional at 2 years old. You know, I think people are like, I can't be a professional and start dance at the age of 11 or 12 or 13. No, you can.
Oh, absolutely.
You just have to work really hard and, you know, put everything you can. I mean, I lived for dance once I started. I mean, I can't even tell you. I mean, I was at high school. I would walk over to my studio for lunch, and I would eat lunch with my dance teacher, and I was eating and breathing and sleeping dance every minute of my life. I was at dance.
What was it specifically about dance that really hooked you and just kept its hooks in you?
You know, it was the feeling I got when I moved. You know, you can't even explain the feeling. It's like a rush, like right before, it's like, you know, when you go down a roller coaster and you get that rush right before you're about to drop.
Yes.
It's kind of like that rush that you get when you're dancing. And every time the music turns on, I feel like the world just kind of disappears and and everything just kind of goes away and I just forget the real world is out there and everything is just kind of a blur. And if I'm having a stressful day or if there's an emotional part of my life that's been happening, or even if it's a happy situation, everything can just be a release. And that's how I choreograph as well. I mean, I can just go in and just have such a release and such an adrenaline rush. And that's why I think just drew me into dance. Like it was almost just like a drug. Like I almost, it was so addicted to it.
Mm.
I just wanted to be there all the time. And I still do all the time. Like I love going to the studio.
And so when did you know for sure, okay, I want to pursue dance. This is what I want to do with my life.
Well, when my dad told us, after Houston, we moved to Denver, and that's, when I danced at Michelle Latimer Dance Academy, and she would take us to, trips to LA and, take us and show us, you know, Edge and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And I was like, this is cool. This is the place to be, you know, like,
yeah.
wow. And I would stay there for 8 hours. You know, I would be like one of those kids that would take like 16 classes a day. You know, like, wow, I can't even take like two now. I'm like, what? How did I do that?
I know.
Wow. That was so full out.
So full out.
And so then at that point, my dad got transferred and it was just so devastating because I love Michelle Latimer. She and I, that's who I had lunch with every day. I mean, like, that's where I fell in love with dance. And he said, okay, we can either move to LA or we can move to Georgia. And he kind of left it up to the kids because it was just such a tragic kind of time because he knew it was going to be hard for everybody.
Yeah.
And at that point, I said, I want to move to Southern California. I want to do this. I think I want to take the challenge and I think I'm ready to be a professional. I want to try this.
And how old were you at that point?
I was 15.
Okay.
And so I went to a performing arts high school. I went to Orange County Performing Arts High School.
Okay.
In Orange County. And which was amazing. I loved it so much. It was so different from the high school I was at in Denver. The girls were so nasty at the school where I was at. They're very jealous of, you know, I guess, like, cause I guess maybe of the talent level that
yeah.
I had or something.
Yeah.
Like, they would throw like snowballs at me.
What?
And,
that is like, crazy.
Oh yeah. Like not very nice.
Oh,
not very nice
no.
at all. And that would be probably another reason why I never was there.
Yeah.
And so then when I was able to go to a school, the arts where people understood art,
mm-hmm.
it was just amazing. I had the time of my life. And then I had to homeschool my junior and senior year because I was working in film and television and I wasn't able to go to school.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, just the connections I had. I was on Marguerite Derrick's team company at that point. And I just one thing after the other, I just rolled into working on Days of Our Lives.
Dang,
I rolled into working on Beautiful, the film with Minnie Driver, directed by Sally Field. It was just amazing. And just one thing after the other. And I was just living my dream. And it was just amazing.
The bartender, there's no one like the bartender. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Serge Honig. You may have seen me in Dancing with the Stars or So You Think You Can Dance, but I'm hanging out with Liberty next Sunday on Dance Network's Bartender.
If music is the universal language of life, then dance is the passion. But as we looked around the world, we couldn't find one place where all that passion of dance was being represented. So leaders from across the industry have now come together to form the Dance Network, to bring everything dance to the world. We're the Dance Network.
Join the movement. Sign up now for free at dancenetwork.tv.
We're chatting with Kristen McQuaid this week on Dance Network's Bartender. So let's get back to it. Okay, so getting more into your choreography side, so you kind of made the transition from dancer to choreographer, and I was watching your interview with Dance Plug after you won crown the winner of Make a Move, and you said that you never thought that you would end up as a choreographer.
I mean, I never really thought I would trust myself as a choreographer. Like, I never really thought I had what it took to be a choreographer.
Why is that? You know, why do you think you thought that way? Why do you think you thought that way?
I really didn't think I had at that point. I really didn't think I had a lot of confidence in making choices and putting them on other people.
Mm, yeah.
And saying, is that right?
Right. Is this that, good? I don't know.
Is that cool? I don't know. Is that what is working right now? And until I made the choice to say, Kristen, you are going to be you, and whatever choice you make is going to be correct, it worked. And so it, at first, I mean, it was so hard because I was at such, it was like a writer's block, you know, it was really at that point where I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be a choreographer. I thought for sure this wasn't me. I thought, I know I'm just supposed to be on the other side of the camera. I need someone to tell me what I'm supposed to do. And until I found that confidence level, and now I'm obsessed with it. I love it so much.
Yeah. And you've worked on so many huge shows on So You Think You Can Dance and Dance Moms. Mm-hmm. And you've worked with a lot of past guests of The Bartender. So on So You Think You choreographed for Hayley Payne.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get involved? First of all, on So You Think, for some reason, I guess I thought that the solos that they did were self-choreographed. Have they always been choreographed by outside choreographers?
Yeah, they're actually all choreographed by outside people. They just actually don't give credit to the
That's why I thought it was always self-choreographed. So it's...
Yeah.
Well, Haley's amazing.
So, isn't she great? Ugh. I mean, I just love her so much. She and I, we kind of have like similar personalities. I feel like we're both just kind of crazy.
Oh, and she's definitely crazy. She's a wild one.
Oh my gosh, she is awesome. And her, the way she does my style, and just the way that she adapts my energy in class, was just, it just clicked. And, she called me and was like, Kristen, I want you to do my solos for the show. And,
so you had worked with her previously?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I had.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Okay.
Yes.
And so immediately I got working on it. And, so I did all of the solos, on the show for her.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. And just a chance of a lifetime. I mean, you know, obviously, I don't think the show is going to be on anymore.
Really? So, why do you think that?
Well, they had the junior.
Yeah. The Next Generation.
So, yeah. I thought the juniors were great. I mean, wow. The talent was unreal.
I know. It's insane.
I didn't really like the layout of it. I mean, you can only do so many father, daughter.
Yeah, totally.
Sisters. Moms.
You
know, like there's only so many things you can do. And then where does that go from there?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, for sure at this point they would have started to have auditions by now.
Or at least announced auditions.
Yeah, for the next season. So I don't know. I mean, I was hoping they would have brought back, you know, the older generation, just because I feel like, you know, the kids these days always are getting praised and work is just coming so easy for them. And, you know, these kids that are turning 18 have worked so hard. And a lot of them have worked for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
That was their goal, to work up towards that.
Right.
And then, you know, they're changing it for the kids. And it's, you know, that's kind of hard. You know, I have some friends that are like, that was my goal. And, you know, and they easily could have been on the show this past season. And I'm like, oh, I know. So hard. But
yeah.
You know, and I had some group submissions for the show, and it was great to have them, you know, in front of the producers and to get such positive feedback on the show. And I did a lot of vintage pieces. I did a piece about the Black Plague.
Ooh.
And then I did a piece about the Titanic.
Yes, I love your Titanic-inspired pieces. I watched a few online, and they're so cool.
With the Titanic.
Like with the Titanic in general or with the movie, just anything Titanic?
Anything Titanic. I actually have, anyone that really knows me, I'm obsessed with two things. I'm obsessed with the Titanic and I'm obsessed with Hello Kitty.
Oh my God, me too. I'm obsessed with Hello Kitty. Yes. No, Sanrio, like all of that stuff, like Kuroppi and all those guys. That was my life growing up. Like, I had all the lunchboxes, all my school stuff, all Sanrio.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, we are kindred spirits.
We are soul sisters.
We're kitty spirits is what we are. We're Hello Kitty spirits.
We are.
Yes.
This is life right now. okay, so, yeah, no, the Titanic. I actually, this sounds so weird, and when I tell people this, they're like, Kristen, you're so weird. I think I was on the Titanic.
Girl. Girl. Now you have to elaborate on that.
Okay. Well, like, I don't necessarily think I was on the Titanic, but I really wish I was on the Titanic.
Yes. Really?
And I really wish I was a survivor.
I was going to say, wouldn't that have been so scary?
Yes, but, like, okay, and do you know that the Titanic is going to sail again? There's this billionaire in Australia, and he's going to make the Titanic too.
Yes, I have heard
that.
You can
buy tickets. Yes, and you have to like buy the outfits, and they're going to reenact the whole thing, and I'm going to be on there.
No,
and, I'm totally going to be on there.
You're so
and
brave.
I have a piece of coal from the Titanic.
Whoa, that's so cool! How did you get that?
It was from the one of the museums in Las Vegas, from like one of the real traveling museums. And I went up to the girl and I was like, hi, can you please tell me if this coal is real?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, it is. And I was like, no. I need to know for real if this coal is real. She was like, there's a little certificate. I'm like, yes, but this looks like a photocopy.
Mm.
She was like, well, I think it is real. I'm like, but you should see, it's literally the size of like a pencil eraser.
Oh God, it's tiny.
And it was like $30.
Whoa.
So I'm hoping it's real, because
we're gonna say it's real. It's real.
Okay, it's real.
Yes, it's real. That is so funny. I love that you're obsessed with like the history of the Titanic and everything.
Obsessed.
That's so funny.
Obsessed.
Okay,
when it's like the anniversary, I sit there for hours and just watch on the TV.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, Kristen. As we come to the end of our conversation, one of the more recent things that you worked on was also Dance Moms, which I know in past interviews that I watched, you said you love Dance Moms. So what was it like working on the show?
Crazy.
Yeah. Was it what you expected or no?
Yes, but more.
Mm, okay.
So I work, I'm actually going to be doing more episodes coming up.
Oh, awesome.
In a few weeks, but I can't really talk about those. But so in the past, I choreographed for the opposing team. And so I don't really get to see Abby until we get to the competition. So the drama level isn't like skyrocketing.
Okay.
Until we get to the competition. So it's actually not too bad because the kids are just great. The kids are so funny and the talent is just great. But really, I mean, they really do learn the dance in 2 days. That's for real.
Yeah.
And they have to compete it within that, in, you know, the week. I know a lot of people are like, there's no way they have to learn that before. No, they really do learn it within 2 days. You know, it's not scripted by any means, but the producers will set up like situations to where you'll get mad.
Right.
So it's not scripted. They're not telling you what to say, but like but they'll make situations to make you mad.
They're pushing you.
Yeah. And so like really at the competition we were at, we actually won. But when they edited it and they made it look like we got disqualified for putting out the chairs, it made it look like we lost. So, I mean, just stuff like that, it gets so frustrating because you're like, no, we won.
Right. That is so frustrating, especially as a choreographer.
Yeah, I know. It's really frustrating because you're like, no, we won.
No, we won.
Yeah, we won.
We won.
So, but it's a lot of fun, and after the competition on that Saturday, I had the biggest stress headache because it was so much.
Like, yeah, a lot of emotions.
It was just a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
It was a lot.
Well, I can't wait to see your future work on Dance Moms. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I'm doing a lot of work with Mia outside of Dance Moms and some projects with her with some big products and stuff that I can't really talk about, but some fun stuff with that and just some big things coming up in the works and lots of stuff coming out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. Well, Kristen, it has been so much fun chatting with you.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell everyone where they can find you, your social handles, website, anything and everything.
All right. My website is KristenMcQuaid.com. My clothing line is CrazeByKristen.com, Craze with a K. And my Instagram is Kristen_McQuaid. My Twitter is Kristen_McQuaid. And my Instagram for Craze is Craze by Kristen.
And that's a wrap!
Want more of your favorite dance podcast? Then subscribe to The Bartender now on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play. New episodes premiere every Sunday on thebartender.tv and release on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play every Tuesday. The Bartender is produced by Dance Network, so check out dancenetwork.tv to stream amazing dance content. Thanks for listening. Happy dancing and happy drinking.